A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Daf Dalid, Sukkah 4a, pagination page 7, but we will start on the facing page. So we're on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis 3b, pagination 6, the last two lines at the two dots. We're dealing with cases of height of a sukkah, and we know that a sukkah should be at least 10 tefachim high, quick estimation at 40 inches, and it should not be taller than 20 amos, quick estimation, 35 feet. So we want to know if you already built the sukkah, and before Yom Tov, you want to fix it. Mishneh Berurah mentions you can't do this fixing on Yom Tov because it's a type of bona building to fix the sukkah. But if you can diminish the height of the sukkah by putting things on the floor of the sukkah to raise its height, similar to a platform, so then the distance from the new floor to the ceiling, to the schach, will be less than the 20 amos, and it could theoretically become kosher. The problem is that if it's items that are simply there as an interruption, so to speak, but it's not really creating a new floor, then it's not going to diminish anything. A person has a 20 amma high sukkah and is sitting on a chair. The sitting on a chair doesn't help us. Even if he would dangle himself on some sort of acrobatic pulley, the sukkah is still a 20 amma sukkah. It's more than 20 amma, so it's not going to help him. So we want to know if we can actually diminish the height of the sukkah by putting something on the floor that will create a new floor from which we will calculate the 20 amos. So the Gemara says, Ha'isa givoa me esrim amo, if the sukkah is taller than 20 amos, uvo lema'ata bekorim vekistos, and he wants to use pillows. Lo ave miut, that's not going to diminish the height of the sukkah. Even if he puts them there and says, I'm leaving them there, I'm not going to take from them, I'm being mevatel them in that location, because his intention and what he claims is nullified as a result of the normal human attitude of all his peers. There's just no such thing that you're going to leave bedding on the floor as a permanent new floor. However, Tevenu Bitlo, if he took straw and did the same thing, have a miut. The Koshe can offer Ubitlo, and the same thing if he took dirt. And he declares that it's bottle, he's leaving it there as the new floor. So then if he did that sufficiently, he would actually diminish the space of the sukkah, the height of the sukkah, and you could make a kosher sukkah even though the ground is technically lower, but this becomes your new floor. Let's drop down to about 11 lines from the top. The first words on the line are Tevin velo batil, and then we continue. Ha'isa givoa me esrim amo, the height of the sukkah was more than 20. V'hutzin yordim beso chaf amo, but there are branches that are entering the 20 amo requirement. So imtzi losa meruba mechamasam kshera, if those lower branches have more shade than sunlight, so that I could ignore the higher height schach, and I could just use the acceptable height schach, so then it's kosher. Vimlav psula, but if it's just a few stray branches that doesn't actually create enough shade, so then it's still going to be invalid. Now, the reverse case, the Gemara wants to entertain, and at first glance, it would seem to be the same, but the Gemara says it's not. let's think about this first case and then we'll work on the reverse case. The first case is that the height was a problem because it was too much, and therefore we have some branches coming in. If those branches are of limited density, so then it's not going to help us and not going to create a new height designation for the schach, for the roof. But if there's a distinct presence to the point that it would create more shade, then we will relocate the height of the schach to the point that our new assessment will put it within 20 of the ground. So we were focused on how dense is the schach, or better said, how dense are these stray branches, and therefore if it's got sufficient presence, we will call it schach. The reverse, though, is not true. Let's say you have a sukkah that's only 10 tvachim high, 40 inches. And there's some branches that are poking their way into the 10 tefach that's supposed to be your usable space to make it a sukkah. Savar Abaya Lemeimar, Abaya's first reaction was, Im chamasa meruba mitzilasim kshera. Let's assess it the same way that we dealt with a tall sukkah. And let's ask, these stray branches, do they have enough to make it shady? No, just a few stray branches. So we could ignore them because they are only to the presence of sunlight greater than shade, as far as those stray branches go, that are infringing on our height. Amalei Rava, Rava told him, no, it doesn't work like that. That principle of how dense the schach is does not work bein lekula bein lechumra. It only worked by the height of 20 amos. But when you're dealing with a sukkah that's only 10 tvachim tall, hadira seruchahi, it's a cramped dwelling. Ve'ein adam dor b'dira serucha. No one dwells in such a cramped, spoiled dwelling. It's too small. And these stray branches of the schach are going to infringe on the sukkah and make it invalid, even if they are not the density of schach. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it's mentioned that if you have decorations that go within 10 tefachim of the ground, and you would think maybe you have to be strict on decorations as well, the way Rava introduced over here, that stray branches could make it a dira serucha, a cramped dwelling. So the Shulchan Aruch says that analogy shouldn't concern you. We do not say the same principle by noi sukkah, by items that are there to beautify the sukkah. In Dirshu Mishneh Berurah 20, in Siman Tav Resh Lamed Gimel, they bring from the Mefarshim the reason, she'ilu haya bala sukkah mitzta'er bohem, because if the dweller of this sukkah was pained by it, lo haya manicham, he wouldn't put them there. And the fact that they are noy sukkah, to beautify the sukkah, apparently they don't bother him. And I guess if he bangs his head into these decorative grapes, you know, that's the way he wanted it. He wanted the sukkah like that. But if you have the branches of the schach poking in to your 10 tefachim, anan sadi shenafsho kotza bohem, we know that he objects to that, and he's only doing it because he had no choice. He was trying to build a sukkah and couldn't get it perfect, so this is what happened. But the schach is infringing on his sukkah, and that would make it puzzle, as described in our Gemara. You'll see here on the page the pictures, fascinating examples of a person who wants to build a platform. The purpose is to lessen the height or the distance between the ground and the schach. And let's move on to three lines from the bottom. In the middle of the line, hopefully we'll squeeze in a practical case of short sukkahs. A person has a sukkah that's less than 10 tfachim. V'chokek bo kadei lahashlima la'asara. But he digs into the ground to make it 10 tfachim. Im yesh misfas chalkak v'lekosel gimel tfachim, psula. If what he digs is more than 3 tfachim from the wall, it's going to be pasul, because he doesn't have walls. The Gemara on Amid Beis explains that the walls are less than 10 tfachim, and in order to make them walls, it has to be able to be lavud to the part that you're expanding. Less than 3 tfachim, you're not going to have lavud, and you won't be able to expand those walls. An interesting case exists by a person who has a like a basement door with steps going down to it, and it's like an alcove. And he figured out that he has 3 walls there, and he could just put schach across the top, and he would have a good sukkah. The question exists, what is the status of the steps of this sukkah? So at its lowest point, ground level, there are 10 tfachim between the ground and the place of the schach, and he has a significant enough sukkah in that location, and he could eat there, no problem. But what about the steps? Sometimes a person would think, let me walk up the steps a little bit and sit on one of the steps, even if I'm a little cramped, but there's enough space and I can have guests in my alcove, etc. So Dirsha Mishneh Berurah 21 entertains this case, and he mentions Libo Nokfo Kitzas. He has some objection. He doesn't think it's clear that you could be matir, that you could affirm the kashrus of such a sukkah. Because at the place where you're, our question, if the place of the step is less than 10 tfachim in height between the step and the schach, then you're dealing with such a level of dira serucha, such a cramped area, that even though it's simply the extension of a good sukkah, but perhaps in that location, it's actually no longer an acceptable location because it's too cramped. So that's an interesting shaila that is the result of our discussion here in the Gemara. But what we definitely do say is that even if the sukkah is made to be usable by somebody, he decides, I'm only sleeping there. It's like a tent. I just have to slide in. But he'll eat his sandwich while he's, like Pesach, like leaning on his side. So he doesn't need the 10 tfachim. That would not be a kosher sukkah. Kosher sukkah has to be at least 10 tfachim in height. Yashar koach, have a great day.